Here's a story about reindeer that has nothing to do with Santa. The reindeer herders of the Seward Peninsula have endured years of declining stocks. Once they had more than 100,000 animals, now it's down to about 20,000, and the industry teeters on the edge of viability. Koerik Reindeer Herders Association sent a delegation to Washington, D.C. earlier this month to see if the federal government can help. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Tom Gray of White Mountain has lost his whole reindeer herd. The problem is caribou. Their population is booming. They used to stay off the Seward Peninsula, but now they overwhelm the reindeer range during their winter migration. When they leave, reindeer leave with them. Gray, who is president of the Reindeer Herders Association, believes the caribou numbers will subside eventually, and he wants the herders to be ready to rebuild. So he came to Washington to look for help among the agencies and congressional offices.
Until the caribou quit coming, there's not a whole lot we can do other than try and figure out who can help us and who we need to know in the system. And, we understand we have to help ourselves, but there's also programs out there that can help us.
So in addition to meetings and office visits, the herders held a reception. The idea was to showcase their product, present a slideshow to illustrate their situation, and, says Gray, meet people.
We're going to need help someday revitalizing the industry, so it's these folks out here that are going to be able to help us. We don't know these folks, so first thing we need to do is understand Washington, understand the people.
The reception was sparsely attended, despite the exotic hors d'oeuvres. Chef Rob Kineen flew in from Anchorage for it.
I took the prime cuts of the reindeer, so the tenderloin, the rib, the New York, and I coated it with Creole spice and coffee and seared it. And then we finished it with a lingonberry or highbush cranberry aioli.
Inupiat Eskimos have been herding reindeer on the Seward Peninsula since the 1890s, when the animals were imported from Siberia. In the 1920s and 30s, Alaska reindeer was heavily marketed and available in hotel restaurants around the U.S. Gary Finstad, a reindeer expert at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, says the industry is now at such a low point that production can't even keep up with in-state demand, so meat from Canada and Europe fills the gap.
As the program manager for the reindeer research program, I am embarrassed about that. We have to import reindeer meat into the state of Alaska to produce Alaskan reindeer sausage. And we need to change that. And that's one of the reasons we're here.
One problem is a lack of government-inspected slaughter facilities on the Seward Peninsula. Without them, the meat can't be sold nationwide. Finstad hopes mobile slaughter units can be deployed to serve the industry.
You know, we're having problems that the cattle industry had probably in the 1920s and 1930s, and we're dealing with those problems today, you know, predation and rustling and, you know, no infrastructure and difficult to get products to market.
But livestock producers benefited from $58 million in federal subsidies last year, according to the Environmental Working Group. The Seward Peninsula reindeer herders are mostly shut out of those programs. Finstad says it's because the government doesn't see the reindeer as livestock, and the traditional meat producers want to keep it that way.
We would offer some very stiff competition. We put out a beautiful meat product, low fat, low cholesterol, high protein, high mineral, very tender. And it's raised on in pristine conditions, pristine ranges, a very wholesome, wonderful product.
So maybe someday, if the caribou leave, if the reindeer herders rebuild their stock, if they solve their production problems, maybe someday reindeer will sit beside bison in American supermarkets. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.